Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your Radio 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. Love you guys. Love you so much. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. What happens tonight? Eagles by double digits, Eagles by one score, or Eagles lose? 48.4% Eagles by one score. 37% Eagles by double digits. Let's do it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, a lot of funny things happening in the sports world and here on the station. Here are the five things that has caught my eye.
Your
have
ear.
Caught my eyes. Ears, yeah. Eyes, yeah. All that, whatever. Yeah. Starting at number five. This may have just happened, but I don't care. Elliot, out in Lambeau Field, with no context, just tweets out a photo of Reggie White on the Packers' Ring of Honor, 93-98. He knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
He's just needling.
He's doing the whole Reggie as a Packer.
Yes, yeah. He is. Without saying it.
So there was no text?
No text of it. Just a singular picture.
Just tweeting out a picture. 93-98.
We love a good bit here on the WIP Afternoon Show, right?
Yes.
The thing with Elliot, is you don't know where the bit starts and where it ends.
Yeah. Well, we kind of where it starts, but he very rarely gets off of them.
Off of the bit.
Yeah.
Like the sports betting one, it's time to bail.
Yeah. Well, he already changed it.
What did he change it
to? Well, I feel like he's changed it from like you should be able to bet on sports to like I've always said, they should be able to catch the ones that
are betting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. You can't have baseball players intentionally throwing baseballs for balls.
No. Of course not.
And thinking that's okay.
No.
Also, maybe just take the whole prop away. I mean, it's a pretty dumb prop. First pitch ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to make that a thing that people could bet on.
I would think so. Well, I think the thing with baseball is there's so many opportunities during a game to get a bet in. The problem is that people are watching with all different delays, so it makes it hard to get the bets in. At least first pitch, everybody can get the bet in. But yes.
Yeah.
Limiting it to 200. Can you imagine betting $200 on whether somebody's going to throw a ball or strike first and not having inside information?
Well, back in college, we had the...
Oh, God.
Well, the book we were using was behind the live stream. So for about a week, we were able to get bets in on outcomes of pitches because the sports book was behind the stream. We thought we were going to be able to graduate.
Oh, when you're betting overseas.
Yeah. Well, I forget what it used to be.
Well, if you were in high school, that had to be
in college. Yeah.
Yeah, it had to be in overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't as sophisticated as it is now.
Did you withdraw money from those accounts or no?
No.
Okay.
So we were cooking.
Yeah.
And then we got cocky. And we put $100 on an Albert Pujols first pitch pop out. But the ball first pitch went foul. It was a lie. So to explain it simply, we were ahead of where the sports book was. So you could bet like home run, pop out, ground out.
Okay.
And it was the first pitch we thought pop out.
Okay.
So we put the bet in for
$100. You're just wrong about what happened.
And it went foul.
Okay.
And then we were sweating out the rest of the at bat.
Okay.
And he grounded out.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
So we lost $100.
There you
go. And that's sports gambling in college.
Yes.
There you go.
The fourth funniest thing that happened over the weekend is I'm on to Kate Scott. I'm on her little bits.
Okay.
And she needs to know that I'm watching because they are funny.
Okay.
So who could forget? A couple weeks ago, she laid this one out.
Maxi off the bonus screen. Maxi short. Oh. Tim Bona! The Sixers lead! How do you like a damn apple, Sixers fans?
Yes.
So I'm on to Kate.
Okay.
Last night, she threw this one out.
Sixers. I'm going to prevent that. VJ for 3J!
No.
For 3J?
VJ for 3J!
I don't mind a VJ for 3J. I don't like, I'll be honest, love Kate. Don't love How Do You Like a Dem Apples. Not a big fan of that one. I like VJ for 3J, though. I don't mind a VJ for 3J.
Can we just hear the game? Like, just call the game.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't really need a catchphrase to it.
Well, you got to throw a lot of them out there to see which ones stick.
3J for GVJ?
I mean, yeah. I guess a lot going on. How about them apples?
Yes, that one can go.
I got VJ Max.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one.
Pretty in on VJ Max.
VJ for 3J.
I don't mind VJ for 3J.
I don't know what else
Your
we got.
Sixers.
Yeah.
Well, that one's okay.
Well, I'm just saying it's a lot there to,
it's a
to
lot.
Digest.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to digest.
She's throwing a lot of the wall, seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
I don't think how do you like it, M apples is going to stick. VJ for 3J. I don't mind that one, I have to say.
How do you like a damn apple, that Sixers one, fans?
That one, I would if I was the Sixers fan she was asking, I would say I don't like a damn apples. But VJ for 3J.
You're in on
it? I'm okay with that one so
All right, good. We're on to Kate, though. We're
monitoring the Kate Scott situation.
The Kate Scott situation. The third funniest thing from over the weekend, Tony Romo, who now we are also monitoring with the... You know, he went, you know, he had a real Romoism yesterday on the broadcast.
Fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots, details, toughness, and they finish. That's my moniker.
That sounds very close to what Vrabel tells him, too.
He says that,
yeah.
Too.
So I think the team might be technique for him, but it's all good.
Yeah. Do you think Romo knew what DTF meant?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I would imagine Vrabel said it to him in a production meeting.
Yeah.
No,
but what are you...
Are you aware of the other thing that DTF means?
Whoa, what does it mean?
Okay. So the kids...
Oh, God. Yeah. I have no idea.
Actually, this one's been around for a while.
Yeah.
DTF?
So, I could do it. Just, it's down two, and then there's another word.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Right.
I don't think I realized that. Yet.
Yes.
Okay.
6-7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I'm old, man. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The second funniest thing that's happened in the last, over the weekend, this actually happened on the midday show. And, sometimes we get callers.
Over the weekend.
I know, whatever.
Okay.
You get callers. You get callers and they're on hold and they're snoring.
Yes.
Always funny to bring on.
It's great, yeah.
It's the first time I've ever heard this.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sounds like he's dropping the deuce.
No, he's in the bathroom and flushed the toilet.
Also, did he put the phone right next to the toilet?
And the timing was impeccable.
Seriously.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Sound like you're dropping the deuce.
He said, could you come back to me by chance?
He's fighting for his life on that toilet.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Sound like you're dropping the deuce.
Well, also, who's he talking to? The guy on the toilet. He's not talking on the phone. It sounded like he was talking to somebody else. Was he... doing that with the door open? Was somebody else in there?
He said, Joe, would you come back to me?
No, I didn't think he was talking to Joe. Could you play it again?
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
It's not like he's dropping the deuce.
It sounds like he's on speaker.
Yeah, he's on the speakerphone.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And he realized they came to him, but he had already flushed. He was already in mid-flush.
But again, did he put it in the toilet? Why was it so, loud?
Maybe he's in a stall.
And thank you to Hugh for explaining exactly what was going on. I would have never known.
Quick, too. Like, it sounded like he's taking a deuce.
Yep.
But the funniest thing that's happened now it's on the WIP airwaves.
Okay.
Is, once again, John Johnson, with the snack of the night. Is he describing a snack or is he describing himself?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. 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 Okay. If I were to pull out the measuring tape, it is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
Talking about an Italian sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he's talking about?
Yes.
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
John Johnson, he knew we would pick up on that one.
Yes.
Yes, he knew we would pick up on that one.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that fits right into our wheelhouse.
Two people we have.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Yes. 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 Okay. If I were to pull out the measuring tape, it is probably 5 inches.
Yes, he definitely knows.
Maybe 6. Two people we have our eye on, Kate Scott, John Johnson.
Yeah.
All right. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Does Kate have anything for Oubre?
She calls him K-9, but that's...
K-9. I kind of like that, too.
Okay, yeah, I'm cool with K-9.
K-9's a good nickname.
Fine. That's actually a good nickname.
Yeah.
Well,
anybody else?
Well, yeah, last year, we should have been all over the Yabusele.
Yes, Yabba-Dabba-Doo.
Yeah, Yabba-Dabba-Doo. She just goes Drummond.
They weren't good enough for us to actually
stop paying attention.
No. Yeah. Speaking of the Sixers, lost last night.
Tough win.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
The Pistons have now won 6 in a row. Pretty good team.
A little young team. They scrappy.
Yeah.
Good team.
Did you see the Cade Cunningham dunk on Drummond?
Sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't even think Cade Cunningham had that type of explosiveness in his game.
No, I didn't think he had that in him.
It's a weird game. He's a very good player. I've just never been able to fall in love with his game for some reason.
Nah, because there's not a lot of pop to it.
No.
He's not particularly crafty. He's not particularly athletic, all that. But he's good at everything.
Yeah, everything,
He's way better than I thought he was going to be.
Me too. I thought it was a terrible draft there. Was he the number one pick or number two?
He was number one.
Number one pick,
Yeah, it's taken him a little while.
He's actually turned out to be a pretty good player.
And what the hell's going on with Jared McCain?
So I think... So they're not playing him back-to-back. So that's why they didn't play him on Saturday. They decided they'd play him on Sunday. What did he play, 10 minutes last night? I just think Nurse is caught up in this thing where Jared McCain is obviously not up to
speed.
And whereas if the team wasn't trying to win games, he might throw him out there for 20 minutes and let him work his way into it.
Right.
Nick Nurse is trying to win basketball games. I get it. Jared McCain's obviously not there. I get it. So I thought he looked a little bit better last night in his limited time than he did in the first game. The first game he looked just completely out of it. He had a couple of nice little pass and a move last night, and he looked a little bit better. He's also mentioned he's wearing a giant knee brace that he doesn't think he's going to have to wear all year. I guess they're going to check back in on him in a month.
When did that even happen, the knee thing? I thought it was his thumb.
No, it was the knee thing from last year.
So that's from last year.
Yeah,
okay.
He had the meniscus repair surgery last year, and he had the thumb thing.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to him getting back on track. It was just like, I don't know. They didn't win the game last night. I thought they played pretty well last night. It was defensively, I thought they played pretty well. It's a good game from Drummond.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Maxey has gotten to the point where he scores 30 points, and you're like, not really that great a game.
How about my boy Drummond? Shooting threes?
Yeah, 2 of 4 last night.
Yeah, I love the one when they're down 104-101.
Did not love that one.
He was wide open.
Yeah,
I don't care.
There's a reason why he was wide open.
Move the ball.
He is shooting 45% from the corner from three.
I don't care.
That's the only one. I was like, oh, why did Maxey throw him the ball there?
Well, it's funny.
It's a heat check.
I watched Drummond doing that, and I think, Ben Simmons, where are you?
You doofus. This guy's throwing up three threes a game.
Yeah.
Andre Drummond. You couldn't shoot. You couldn't give us two or three three-pointers a game.
Right.
You
couldn't even shoot them.
No.
Yeah.
Couldn't give us two or three three-pointers a game. And the other thing, because a couple people mentioned that the camera said this morning that he thinks VJ Edgecombe's been pedestrian since the first game. I warn people this. He is not a 30-point a game scorer at this point in his career. He's gonna. I like the fact that he's not forcing anything. He's letting the game come to him. I think from a rebounding perspective, he's been a good rebounding guard. He's throwing nice passes, and he's not forcing anything. And he's not. You know, I think what happened too is his handle's not really there yet. Nobody knew the first few games of the year. Yeah. He was getting away with a lot, and he's not anymore. Yep. They know they can pressure the ball out of his hands, and I'm totally happy with VJ Edgecombe.
I'm with you. He's learning on the job. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, yeah, it's going to be nights where the shot's not falling. Seems like his energy is always there.
Yep.
His thing is he can't get down when the shot's not falling. You got to find other ways to contribute. He's such a good athlete. The ball is going to find energy. The ball's going to find him. So he's going to get his layups. He's going to get his dunks or what have you. But you have to keep playing, and that's what I like that he's doing.
Yeah, he's a couple years away from being the player that you hope he's going to be. And when you look at the other
just
lottery
like
picks.
Maxie was.
Yes.
Maxie didn't come in. It took him a couple years. Yeah.
Maxie couldn't shoot when he got into the league. And when you look, he's the only the top five pick contributing on a good team at this point. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Harper's not playing.
He's not down there in San Antonio.
He's hurt. The Jazz stink. The Hornets stink.
But the Nip is playing great.
He's playing great. But it's a whole different thing being on for VJ.
Yes.
If VJ was on a bad team, you don't think
he
could score 19 points a game on some bad team? Of course he could. But Knipple's been good. And Cooper Flagg, that team stinks. So he's getting better. But
it seems like Nico Harrison's going to get fired.
Well, finally. Yeah. He only let him ruin the franchise first.
They only traded Luka.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WFP. What's up, Chuck?
What up, fellas? What's going on? Game day.
What up, Chuck?
Let me tell you something, right? We're going to go up there. We're going to disrespect the Green Bay Packers tonight on their field. You know, I don't care if the Green Bay Packers went and got Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, Vince Lombardi, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Donald Driver, Robert Brooks. You know what I mean? Anybody, Amon Green.
Good players, man. Yeah.
Najee Davenport.
I don't bring him up.
Any of them. Get them all. Get them, go get, I don't care if they went and got the late, great Reggie White.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing going to stop this ass whipping today, baby. And I'm going to tell you why. See, here's the thing. They can't score on us. They ain't going to be able to score on us. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, the Eagles don't get started until this time of year right now anyway. 2 weeks to prepare for this team. We're going to crush this team, okay, tonight. I said 34-13 tonight. And I tell you, we're going to heat the frozen tundra up. And then we're going to go back to the link next week. And we're going to give Detroit a near-death experience, you know what I mean, by beating the crap out of them, you know what I mean? And, you know, and then on Monday night, get up, first take, everybody's going to be talking about the Eagles, man, the most dominant team in the NFC, ready to defend their title. Seattle, you know what I'm saying, you know, the Rams, you know, all those teams, you know, they took care of business yesterday. Detroit, they took care of business yesterday. Now it's time for us to go up there and show that we the big dogs in the house. And we're going to do that starting tonight with Green Bay. Green Bay ain't nothing personal. You're just in our way right now, and you're in the way of greatness. And I tell you what, I do agree with Elias Shore Parks. If the Eagles win another Super Bowl this year, then you might as well say Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts is the best duo in the history of the NFL because they did it in a short span of time. You know what I'm saying? So I do agree with him on that. They still got some work to do, though, and it starts tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go. E-A-G. L-E-S. I spelled that right. I'll see y'all later.
Peace. All right, Chuck. Well, they did in a short period of time, but so did Aikman and Jimmy Johnson. They did that in a short period of time.
I got to throw the red challenge flag on Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw.
Really?
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw was a mediocre quarterback at best. It's carried by a running game and a defense.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. He won 4 Super Bowls. He is. But I'm saying he's not as important to the offense as some of the other quarterbacks were.
Could you compare him to our quarterback?
No, not even close.
No?
Yeah, Jalen's way better.
Even considering the era, though. Different era.
Yeah.
Different era.
He must have threw like 50 more interceptions than he did touchdowns. 60 more interceptions than he did touchdowns.
Yep. So you're putting Nick and Jalen ahead of
Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw are in there because Terry Bradshaw was the quarterback of the team that won 4 Super Bowls.
He's an elite winner, some would say.
Yeah.
He's an elite winner.
It's true.
And this is where we're seeing some Fritz growth. I was ready to jump in early on that, but I'm trying.
With
Jalen.
Oh, with the elite winner.
I was ready to jump all over you. Yeah.
Hold on. I think he's contributed more than Terry Bradshaw.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
And the steel curtain defense.
Yeah.
And Franco Harris.
Oh, man. That's football.
His best pass play was the immaculate reception. It shouldn't have counted.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the replay review?
All the Pittsburgh fans out there. Well, they should be upset at Pittsburgh, not at me.
What? Who should?
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Oh,
yes.
Not at you. Yeah. Should be upset at the Steelers.
Maybe it's just because it's game day. We're getting a lot of Eagles are going to blow them out stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel it, though.
You think they're going to blow them out?
Yeah. It feels like a 30-17.
Are you doing that just to emotionally protect yourself?
I'm not. See, and if I'm never going to be able to
just say what I think,
this is an emotional. How about I could just root for the team?
Well,
sick of it.
Listen, you built this up.
Yeah,
so,
this is on you.
It's
not on me.
It's on you.
I can't even bring
People
up
can't
that
can't trust your fandom.
Can't even bring up that Jalen gets a game ball. That does he get a game ball? Shut.
this segment presented by Paramount Plus.
I do not feel a blowout tonight if you're asking me.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Well, last time he mocked the fan base for thinking they're going to blow him out was the Super Bowl.
Well, I was in on that one, though. I said a double-digit win in that one.
Yeah, by the end of the week, you did get there.
I didn't expect it to be that in the Super Bowl.
Well,
though.
2 weeks leading up to that, yeah, of course, we're going to get a double-digit win.
Well,
this segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It does seem like, based on what Elliott said, what everybody's saying, that Jalen Phillips might just be the starting edge tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt he should be. He's the best D lineman we have outside of Jalen Carter.
Do you think it's just Phillips, and do you think Nolan Smith just steps right in and starts again tonight too? Like, they have two brand new starters tonight?
Jalen Hunt had been playing okay on that right side, so yeah. I wonder if, because Phillips and Smith are used to rushing from the left side, I wonder if one would be okay going to the right side. That would be the only way I could see both of them starting. Other than that, I won't worry about as much as who's starting, because I think they're going to rotate anyway. Like, the good thing is Jalen Phillips is going to play tonight.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
No one said this, but let's say Jalen Phillips plays great the next 9 games.
Yeah.
Do you think that changes the calculus on whether Nolan Smith gets another contract here in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Right? Because Phillips is already 25, only 25, 26 years old, whatever he is. They're not paying both those guys.
No. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
Because if he plays, then you have the injury thing. But, but if he plays great, he's going to get a big contract somewhere.
And do you want him to leave?
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Because Nolan is young. Nolan is their first round pick.
Yep.
He will be eligible for an extension this offseason.
Yeah. You can't give it to him if you pay Jalen Phillips.
And the hard part about arguing for either guy is they both have an injury history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Phillips has a worse injury history than Nolan Smith does. But Nolan Smith has an injury history.
Right. And Jalen Phillips will have had more production, you would say, at this point than Nolan Smith would have.
Although Nolan's second half last year was outstanding.
Was good.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they call that, Spike? Rich people problems.
Yes.
Yeah, they have to figure out a way to take it. And you got Jalen Carter, who's eligible.
Who's got a pay. Yeah.
And they're going to have to extend Jalen. I mean, hurts.
Yeah. Well, you may have to do him just to fit the other money under the cap.
Yeah.
You stretch Jalen Hurts' money out.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
more.
The Jalen thing, they might pay him more, but that might help them from a cap standpoint.
Yeah, from a cap standpoint.
You know. Whew.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I want to be arguing about it this offseason. I mean, that I want Jalen Phillips to play that well.
Yeah, so there's a debate.
Yeah, so there is a debate whether or not we're keeping him or paying him. Yeah.
Jack, where can we go see Joe Conklin?
Well, you can see me and Joe Conklin.
You back on a book tour?
Yeah, we're back on the book tour. Cardinal O'Hara High School, Saturday, November 22nd. I'll be signing copies of Ring the Bell beforehand.
Are you introducing him, or are you just signing copies of the book?
He has no interest in that.
Okay.
It's dinner and a show with Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles pregame starts right here in a half hour with Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas. Giglio's in there preparing with his football meal of veggie chili.
Yep, moving better.
Yeah.
He also ducked 5:30 Creed.
I don't think he knows the words.
Yeah, no shot. Does he even listen to music?
I don't think Giglio's a music guy.
Not at all.
No.
Right? How do you
not
listen to music?
I bet he's not a music guy. Like, I've seen him.
If you just ask him, like, what his five favorite, you know, musicians or bands, I don't think he'd come up with five.
No, I don't think so.
I think he just listens to podcasts and sports radio in his little AirPods.
He's all sports.
He is. I remember I gave Turtle.
Did you put the battery in his back?
No, I did not put a battery in his back. You remember I gave Turtle a ride home from something once. Turtle didn't know who Prince was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You should let him out right then and there, wherever he was at.
You never saw him around here again, did you?
He didn't know who Prince was.
No worries.
Yeah. You do know who Prince is, right?
Yes. Okay. I actually respect music history. I get mislabeled like Elliot, as like a history hater. Mostly because I think Wilt's, whatever, overrated.
Yes.
But regardless, I respect my history.
Do we do our picks now, I assume? Should we just do our picks now? All right.
Man. It's gonna be quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did our other ones on Friday. We do this one here.
I need this one today just to be 500.
Oh, you wanted to?
Yeah, I lost two of them yesterday.
If I get this, I go 4-0.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Don't be on your high horse.
Yeah, well, look what happened to Ike.
Yep.
Three straight weeks of 3-0.
Got us high horse.
Four.
So, Jack, you first.
All right. So, I'm going to take the Eagles.
1.5, right, is what we're looking
at.
Yeah. We're getting points.
30-20.
Oh, 30-20
out there in Green Bay. And Tank Bigsby, for those of you keeping track at home, plus 1,600 for an anytime touchdown.
All right.
Come on, man. That's a ground and pound football game, Spike.
All right. Well, Ike will headline it. You know, I just don't see the Eagles winning this one. In fact, I think they're going to get just obliterated. 41-20 Packers.
Wow, 41-20.
Yeah. Don't tweet it out, Jack.
I like it. Please don't tweet that out.
Yeah, please. I don't deserve that. I'm doing this for the good of the franchise.
He is sacrificing for the team. Yep. We appreciate it.
Yep.
I do feel like this will be a game that's controlled by the Eagles. Although, listen, the Packers will not go down easy. This game will be close for a little while. And then we either get a late touchdown or a late field goal that makes this a 10-point win. 27-17. Birds tonight.
All right. There we go.
Big game. I got a big game out of Saquon tonight.
Okay.
And defensively, I'm going with my boy Coop tonight.
Oh.
I think Coop shines tonight.
Back in the Midwest.
Midwest, yeah. I was going to say.
Close to Iowa.
Yep.
Should have a lot of family there.
I'm sure.
Yep.
We'll see.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus hitting ninth tonight. How you doing, Corey?
I know y'all was looking at the clock like, where you at? Where you at? Hey, man, I may not come when you want me, but I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there. Look. Hey, man, y'all got people reaching out to me. Hold up. Y'all passing on my phone number?
It was weird. We heard someone else driving through the Midwest.
I got cats hitting me up talking about, hey, man, what's going on with the phone and all that. I'm like, how y'all get this number? You know what I'm saying? Corey Worldwide, you know. Corey from Kentucky. I'm all over, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? All I know is I got a call to talk about my Birds. Michael Jordan back to the. Hey, y'all saw him in the camo fit. You know what I'm saying?
He
tried to fit the scene. He stepped out. He said, man, I'm about to.
Hold on. No, did you see his outfit for the game?
No, I ain't seen it yet.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Look pretty nice tonight. He got a suit on. He had his overcoat on. Looks presidential. He looks presidential tonight.
Hey, y'all know when he step out on Monday Night Football, hey, man, King of the North. You know the King of the North. When he step on Monday Night Football, y'all know what it is. Hey, y'all, every time he step on Monday Night Football, everybody was – I heard Spike, you know what I'm saying? Just because I'm not around, I was listening. I heard Spike trying to pump up Matthew Stafford and the Seahawks, all that.
We were doing it around the league segment. I have two separate bets on Jalen Hurts to win MVP.
Yeah, what do you got to say about that?
That's light work versus them little miniature opponents. You know what I'm saying? The Commanders, the Bummanders, you know what I'm saying? Cardinals, you know, like, what? Look, we're going to show you tonight what a butt-whooping look like. Ike, get out the grill, baby. Green Bay Filet tonight in the season. Put the cheese on top. You know what
I'm
saying?
The cheese on top.
We're going to handle business. I feel a shutout. We might.
Oh, God.
I feel a shutout. I'm telling you, man, they might score three. You know what I'm saying? This team is hype. BG, Pat, Phillips, you know what I'm saying? They coming. Vic Fangio, they coming. When the last time Hurts was in Green Bay, he replaced, you know what I'm saying, walking to him.
Be
respectful.
Yeah.
Hey, he going back to the scene of the crime, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm going to show y'all. This is my King of the North. When Hurts walk off the field tonight, I need him to give him his crown. King of the North. I need the crown. I need all of that. All of that. His throne, because we walking in Lambo, and we're going to leave victorious. Reed Blankenship interception tonight, just like every
other Green Bay game.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Put the best in, you know what I'm saying? Go Birds, baby!
Time. All right. There he is, Corey. Man.
Got through it.
Yeah, make it tough sometimes. Maybe, do you think maybe Broach should sit in for me if we do game day shows?
Yeah.
Give him a little taste.
Yeah.
What it might be like. Broach
sit in here.
Yeah.
Be the pump-up guy.
Yeah, he can do all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the black helmets tonight?
Yeah, going,
oh,
really?
They're wearing black helmets.
I like the black helmets.
They're wearing
The Brazil.
What they wore in Brazil.
Those are
black
cool.
Black pants, yeah.
I like those.
Black pants, white jerseys, black helmet. Love it.
Have we ever done a white helmet with the Kelly Green or something? Might be pretty sweet.
That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm waiting on them to bring back the white Kelly Green jerseys.
Yeah. Would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's the next iteration.
Those are sweet.
Those look pretty good. I like those.
I like the positivity on the old Kelly Green. That's good. We're all growing.
Well, I'm a midnight green guy.
I know. We don't need to take step backs.
No, I got Kelly Green in the closet.
Yeah, it's there.
Well, the funny thing is, I think my kids, they love Kelly Green.
Well, dude, it is so funny how Kelly Green, beloved now. Everyone freaking out over the Sixers jerseys over the weekend.
Yeah.
They did look pretty cool, though.
It did look cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know about back-to-back games, though. You know,
yeah, I was actually surprised they had them on last night.
They got to sell that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Jerseys, sell those T-shirts, sell those hats. That's what they're doing. And then, it was funny, hip-hop ringing the bell on Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was almost like, did Iverson not show up? Did you think he was going to come?
Why'd you go down that route?
Well,
he was supposed to ring the bell and didn't come.
I don't know. I don't have any information on that. But God bless hip hop. He did a good job. I love the return of hip hop. But I was just thinking, well, Eric Snow's here.
Eric Snow is taking a. No, I mean,
no.
Okay,
let him go.
He let himself
go. He's a big dude now.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's healthy.
Yes.
But like, I'm thinking to myself, Eric Snow's here. These jerseys are. Everybody thinks of Allen. Yeah. Thinks of Iverson, and they're ringing the bell, and it's like coming back for the first time, and blah blah blah, and the jerseys, hip hop, and I just.
Well, they built it up. Like,
yeah, I was like, well, God bless Matt Cord. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But you know,
and like,
shouldn't that be Iverson?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because I was young. But I feel like we're romanticizing hip hop a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hip hop was not.
No, it wasn't popular or anything.
Yeah.
I think it's just because he's a part of that era with the jersey.
But 25 years from now. Are we going to be like, Franklin the Dog?
No, probably not.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe by then, Phil E. Moose will finally be the mascot of the 76ers.
That would be nice.
215-592-9494. I don't know how to get from Franklin the Dog, Phil E. Moose, and hip-hop into Blue Chew.
Now, jump into it.
Yeah, there. I'll hop into it.
Oh, that's what I should have said. Hop
into the bedroom. Go on. There's so many different reasons why people don't address the issue of performance in the bedroom.
What do you think the main reason is?
Yeah, people are embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right.
And they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And what Blue Chew does is it takes all these things that, you know, have these little hurdles, mm-hmm. like having to make a doctor's appointment, which you don't want to have to do. First of all, making it is a hassle anyway, but you don't want to talk to the doctor about it. But Blue Chew, you just do it all at bluechew.com. The other source is waiting in line in the pharmacy.
Man.
But you know
that is unimaginable.
You don't have to do that with Blue Chew because they ship it to you in a discreet
hard
package.
And I don't know if this is a hurdle. It's just a feature of Blue Chew. Blue Chew sends you chewables. They're not pills, so you don't have to worry about having a glass of water there. No,
I was ready to put it in my mouth.
You just hop it and pop it and throw that chewable in there.
Hop it and pop it.
You like that? You like that? The first month, here's another hurdle. You're worried about price. Well, Blue Chew is made and shipped here in the USA, so it's less expensive, but also your first month is going to be free. So all the hurdles are gone now. All the hurdles are gone. Just go to bluechew.com, use code 94 at checkout for your first month free. All you do is pay for the shipping, like $5. Again, that is bluechew.com, code 94 at checkout for your first month to be free, and then you can...
chew it! And do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll. Sip it all night. Let the good times roll.
They sip it all night?
Maybe.
When did y'all switch that one in there?
I don't know.
I hadn't heard that one.
It sounds like New Edition.
Yes.
Yeah. Jerry the Truck Horn Guy. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Wow. So stupid.
Hey,
what's up, Jerry?
It's a little chilly out here. I'm rolling through Illinois. We got snow on the ground heading towards Iowa.
Okay.
So I'm up in Elliott Shore Parks area. It's not as cold up there, but I've been up there, and it can get a little chilly up there. So.
Yeah. Do you have a secret to staying warm?
Yeah, stay in my cab.
Okay. There you go.
Where's Long John's, Elliott?
Yeah,
well, I think he's already the stadium, Jerry.
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing long johns.
I don't think he is either, but wear some long johns, Elliot. It might keep your head a little warmer, but your body will stay warm.
Yes.
You know, a sports jacket, have a long john underneath, that does work. So
yeah,
just a little tidbit for him.
To me, Jerry, the truck home guy, staying warm because I used to run in the cold all the time, is about your feet and about your head. Throw some of those toe warmer little packets in the feet.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then throw a hat on, and you're going to stay warm. You could be naked. Just wear I usually, when I would run, we had the running shoes, the toe warmers, the hat, and that's it.
I'm not running around any truck stops naked yet. But,
well, look, you never know.
You never know. You might see a lot of those, and you might have to run around.
Yep.
You never know. So, I see this game. I see it being a fairly close game, but I think we're going to win the next. I think we're going to win the next two games. I think Howie just set us up for some good football for the next few weeks.
for the people you brought in.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about my cousin Jai Alexander, but I'm just, you know, I don't know why he didn't make the plate this week, but you know.
Whew. We don't come to you for your football analysis. Have you slept with your ex-wife yet?
No. Okay. You know, all right. I didn't want to fuss. I was thinking about. Me and my son wanted to get a. My buddy had a pit bull purebred blue litter of 13 puppies, all lived and everything, and I didn't run it by her first.
Okay.
About getting one. Now we didn't get it yet because they just were born in November 1st.
So. Jerry, it's your house.
I still got time to, you know, we thought my oldest dog Cosmo was not going to be with us for too long. But
oh, I'm sorry.
He had a leg infection, so yeah, that's pretty much what all it was. And he's back to normal. Now, she claims that she's going to have to do all the work. But I pay for everything, so it's like, hey, you know, you got to give and take. You know, we want to take their media school, and just like we did with Cosmo and everything. So it's Oof. Not out the this window, a, but yeah. I just want, this you know.
A, yeah.
I want to.
This is rough.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Jerry. Listen, it's holiday season.
Yes.
Couple nice gifts.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
Hold a mistletoe over her head and everything will work out.
Couple of cups of eggnog.
Yeah, there you go. Spike it.
Nope.
You know, I might have to get a nice bottle. I usually get her a bottle of wine.
There you go.
There you go.
And so,
does she pay rent?
Nope.
She should, but
nah, I told you. Listen. He had a choice. But, give half of it up or let her live there rent free.
Yeah, yeah. Half of nothing.
She keeps the house. I don't have to do anything when I get home now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You
live with her. We know the deal.
Yeah.
You're not even there half the time.
Yeah. You be careful she doesn't change the locks on you while you're driving in Iowa.
She might be. All you right. never know.
Well, this is all on us. You've been a good guy the whole time.
Well, you know, I am a good guy, you know. So, stuff happens over the course of time. And, you know, I'm still looking for that some other friend. But
nah.
my love is back at the house.
Yep.
So
yep. Just keep working at it. Don't worry. She'll get in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jerry.
They always make you work harder.
All right, Jerry. We got to wrap up the show, man.
I appreciate you. See, I'm on a road trip every day. Not like my brother. He was on the set, but every day I'm on a road trip.
Yeah.
400 or 500 miles. Love you guys.
All right. Love you, brother. Love you, Jerry.
Well, I mean, that's why she's not really interested in being married. You're never home anyway.
Yeah. Well, she's probably that, and that's why she lives there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Can you imagine dealing with Jerry every single day?
Walks in the house, honks the horn.
Yep.
He honks the horn.
He hops into bed. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Man, we are not built for this. The tires on the Rolls-Royce Spike had in college trying to navigate the snow in Buffalo.
I had a GMC Jimmy in college.
A GMC Jimmy?
Yes.
What kind of car is that?
It is a, it's the same as a Chevy Blazer.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's next?
Time's yours. Black Gritty holding a press conference at the supermarket for all the people that recognize him in public.
Dude, me letting that call go, I deserve an award.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
I really was. I was impressed.
You're and shocked. A lot of willpower.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I was like...
Tough He's, game day.
Yeah. Our beef. What are you talking about? You got mad at me a year and a half ago. All right, what's next?
I win. Ken and Cinnaminson.
Yeah, Thabo getting fired is a big win. I'm surprised. Is that because we didn't hear from Ken today? We get the Ken text line?
Yeah. I want to make sure I shoehorn it in there.
Yeah.
I'm waiting with bated breath for his call about the Thabo firing.
Yeah, well, he'll be so smug about it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, we didn't bring up with Elliot that he's already campaigning for Kevin Petullo to get the Giants.
Yes, bring that up. Yeah.
Giants head coaching job.
Yeah, how could he not get the job? He's already, for half a season, led the 11th-ranked offense in the NFL. Right.
That's another thing. Yeah. Nobody's been elite, but unless Elliot says they're elite.
Yes.
Yeah. Now the OC, he's been so good, he's getting a head coaching job this year.
He said 8 games. They've been okay. And now he's going to coach the Giants. Okay. That's who's going to save the franchise. All right, what's next?
You're going to end up in a ditch!
Ike yelling at other drivers on the way home after hearing Rios's call.
Yep, I had a moment.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, man, this show.
I got lost in the Rio hype, the hype-up speech, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good today.
It was. It was one of his better ones, I think. It was one of his better ones.
He knows tomorrow's a big day, man.
It is. What's next?
Oh, no, you didn't, Mother Nature.
Sassy Elliott in Green Bay.
That's the best battle could do, huh?
Oh, no, you didn't, Mother Nature.
Okay,
what's next?
What about Barry Switzer and Troy Aikman? Cowboys fan Spike Eskin still naming duos he personally likes better than Nick and Jalen.
Everyone I brought up was completely legitimate.
Legitimate.
I brought up Shanahan and Elway. Brought up Aikman and Jimmy Johnson.
You got it. Yep. You got the Walsh and
Welsh.
Noted football historian.
Did he bring up Andy and Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, he had that on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he thinks it's close between Andy and Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, if McVay and Stafford get a second one this year.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, they should be right there too, right?
I'm sure. Same.
It's a completely different team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a completely different team.
All they have to do is get there, right? Because that's all Nick and Jim.
And they won in 21?
Yeah.
It's the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same time frame. Yeah. And that was his first year, right?
Yes.
He won his first year with the Rams.
Yes. Yeah. Stafford's first year.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be at Chickie's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day is tomorrow, which is a very important day. We also know a lot of people are off for Veterans Day. We are not. We'll be at Chickie's. So if you'd like to come and visit, we'll have the Jordan Mailata show right afterwards.
Ooh, a lot of people off?
Yeah.
Boy, this city going to be lit tonight watching this game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Nobody had to go to work tomorrow?
Nope. So we hope to see you tomorrow. Jordan Mailata show right after our show, and then Players Lounge. Mm-hmm. And we'll find out who Ike and Hughes guesses on the Players Lounge.
Probably going to be an old lineman.
450. Yep. The Eagles pregame show is next. Mm. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas. And then remember, if you have YouTube TV, you can't see the game. You can always hear it right here on WIP. No paid subscription necessary on the free Odyssey app or 94WIP. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So bad.
Okay.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.